your mind, Ross.
Hey, I work in a non-union shop, and I'm real concerned about the card check bill that didn't pass in 2007, but very close with the likely expanding Democratic majority. Wondered if Governor Owens could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, but by way of background, since we've talked about this on several occasions, if my memory serves me, the labor unions who have in essence written this bill and have had it sponsored by Democrats, not just in 2007. I think they introduced it in 2005. It failed in 2006. It failed in 2007. It was only because they couldn't break a Republican filibuster that it didn't get passed. I think they have the audacity to call this something like the Employee Free Choice Bill, when in fact it would do away with secret ballots in elections to certify a union and replace it with a card check system where some union guy will present you with a card and ask you to check off yes for
a
union.
For us, yeah. Or against us?
In his presence. That's the bill you're talking about, Russ. Is it not, Russ?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
You know, Mike, you've outlined it. I mean, they're taking away the secret ballot from people in terms of whether or not you want to be in a union. I'm just amazed at the audacity of unions and the Democrats who were supporting it. I was on a plane coming back from Chicago the other day and was sitting, as I got off the plane, talked to a very nice union representative. He introduced himself. He works for the Teamsters. And I said, listen, you know, do you really believe that that's fair to go to a public ballot in a country where the secret ballot has been ingrained in all of us as the very symbol of fairness? And he kind of laughed and said, well, it's going to be the law in a year from now. And I'm afraid he's right. I mean, Senator Udall has, Congressman Udall, who is running for the Senate, has said he will vote for this. And I think it should be one of the big issues in this campaign. Where does Schaefer stand on it? I think he's against it. Where does Udall stand on it? I think he's for it. But the issue is you're taking away from workers the ability to vote in secret as to whether they want to be part of a union. And I guess the concern, Mike, is simply some of the intimidation factors that are at play when you get into these high-risk, high-profile union elections, slashed tires, phone calls in the night, people in your shop not willing to talk to you if you don't vote for the union. That's why you need a secret ballot.
Ross, that answer your question?
Yep, very good. Thank you.
All right, thanks for your call. Let's now relate this to union politics in the state of Colorado. And Governor Ritter, who I have on the program once a month, and who I've known for years, I like Bill Ritter, right? But Bill Ritter's a Democrat. Bill Ritter is beholden to that faction within the Democratic Party, labor unions. And Governor Ritter has said right here on several occasions that, personally, his dad was a union man, and he's been a union member, and he's a union man himself. And this is part of his agenda. And he's demonstrated that with his treatment of state employees. I'm sure you're familiar with the executive order he signed last November. And this greases the skids for state employees in much larger numbers to join labor unions. And in that executive order, a very pivotal part of it was the requirement that in an election to certify a bargaining unit, a union, all that's required is a majority of the employees voting in that election, not a majority of all of the employees in that employment unit. And as a consequence, in the vote last week that was conducted around the state of Colorado among state employees, from this pool of 22,500 state employees who were eligible to participate in the union election, only 6,900 workers actually voted in it. That was less than a third of all the state workers who were eligible to vote. And because a strong majority of those who actually participated voted for the union, all of the rest of the employees get a union. And it's predictable that the people who are strong union supporters will vote in that election, and a lot of the more apathetic state employees won't bother voting.
It's incredible. And in this, I'm joined by my friend, former Governor Dick Lamb, the two of us, and I don't speak for Dick, but we're both strongly opposed to the unionization of the state workforce, and Dick is a Democrat. And there's significant reasons why you don't want to unionize the workforce. They already have civil service protections. They already have many of what you would get with a union, and what you're doing is duplicating for the union's benefit powers that the employee already has. Before my friend Governor Ritter signed this executive order to allow for the unionization of the state workforce, he signed another executive order reversing what I had done. What I did was I said, we're not going to let unions withdraw funds through the state payroll system for their union dues. The old system was that unions would come in with assigned permission, and they'd use the state employee system to withhold dues. I stopped doing that. I didn't think it was fair for taxpayers to subsidize union dues collections. One of the first executive orders that Governor Ritter signed was reversed that one. One of his second was to allow for the unionization. I don't think it's good for Colorado, and I'm strongly against it. And I think we're going to pay for it in the future, what you're seeing now.
Governor Ritter and others who supported this executive order and supported making it much easier for state employees to unionize said, oh, you know, this is just a partnership. They very cleverly came up with that term. And that, no, it's not going to result in union demands being met by the governor or the state legislature. It's just a partnership kind of thing, and don't worry about it. The Denver Post, which is certainly not conservative by any stretch, had this to say in an editorial over the weekend. It's good for some politicians, mostly Democrats, who will benefit from Ritter's executive order as union dues filter into campaign war chests through what are known as small donor committees, and almost all of those funds go to Democrats. Some of the money goes to soft Republicans. But listen to this. Under the heading of whether this is just an innocent partnership, the Denver Post said, Ritter and his defenders have said for months that the governor's executive order granting collective bargaining to state employees would have little impact. So why do it? Better yet, why would a state worker pay union dues for nothing? Workers won't pay union dues just to get a seat at the table so they can demand faster computers to increase customer service. Ritter's order, as we're now seeing, has had an impact, a negative one on Colorado. I think otherwise is naive. Of course they're going to make demands, and of course Democratic legislators are going to joyfully accede to those demands.
And that's why we're going to be paying for it as taxpayers and as Coloradans. I mean, unions are going down in every sector of the economy except government, where they can exercise political power and in some cases political control over the process. And that's what they're moving towards doing in Colorado.
10:51 the time, right back on News Radio 850 KOA.
Need a new roof? Go to Colorado Roofing Sales.